In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. It was not this past November, but in a previous presidential election, I can't remember whether this was 4, 8, or 12 years ago, but I remember coming across an article which talked about how in the 100 years prior, in all the presidential elections, 88% of the time, the taller candidate won. Now, I am 5'5½, and that half really counts. And I was pretty dismayed at this news, and thus ended any of my political aspirations. Thanks. But, you know, the truth is, we as human beings have a lot of biases that govern our daily lives. These are things that we learn through our culture and other ways, or our social interactions. And these biases put us into places where we make decisions. And these biases can be based on all kinds of things, whether it's how people look, how people dress, or how they may act. And we make these assumptions about people and situations based on those biases. We heard today our story from 1 Samuel, the calling of King David. It's a story all about assumptions. So Saul is now on the out, King Saul. And so the prophet Samuel is called by God to go and find a new person to anoint as king. God tells Samuel, go to Bethlehem, go to the house of Jesse, and you will find among his sons our next king. So Jesse rounds up all of his eligible sons. And Samuel goes up to the first guy and says, boy, this guy.